All right, so we're talking about Akira B'Taos this morning, and the Chabura is really going to have two main parts to it. First, we're going to focus on some leaven, I think, as they say. We're going to focus on the nature of Akira B'Taos and this machlokas that we have in the Gemara Menachos, whether Shmei Akira or not. That'll be part one. And then the second part is we'll turn to the Shita Sarambam and see how Akir Batos interacts with some of the Rambams about Lishma and Stama Lishma. Truth is, in many ways, this sugya is really a hashlama and a nafkamina, possibly, of the sugya we did earlier in the year, the whole question of psul shalol lishma by kachim, the nature of shalol lishma, the nature of Stama Lishma. Is it a posel? Is it a lack of hechsher? Is Stama Lishma in umdina? Is Stama Lishma in the karban? We'll see, Akir B'Taos really can possibly be thought of as a nafkamina of those previous issues. Okay, probably the basic question to ask about this sugya, and how do we get into it? Our Gemara right here, where we have the Pesach, which is being shechted on Shabbos, shalol lishmo, so you're chai of achatas. So Gemara says, well, what is happening over here? So Gemara says, if he made a mistake, so he thought it was a different carbon, so we see Akir B'Taos is an Akira, because this is Shalol Lishma, and it's going to be possible. So the Gemara there sounds kind of surprised. The Gemara sounds like it thinks, we saw somebody who said this, I do not remember who it was, but some made a diuk, that the Gemara sounds like the Pashtus is Akir B'Taos, should not be an Akira. And we're kind of surprised that the Muskel Rishon in the Mishnah is that Akir B'Taos is an Akira. So why would we think one way or another? I think probably Tosos might think that also. Tosos, right, the top Tosos here in Ayin Beis Min Aleph, says you guys should know that there is actually a Machlokas about this. Right? You get to Menachos and you'll find out. Sounds like in the Gemara Pesachim we're going to say Lav Shmei Akira. But you get to Menachos, you find out it's a mistake. Why would you think one way or the other? So we'll see three basic ways of understanding this machlokas about Akir B'Taos, Shmei Akira, or Lav Shmei Akira. The first is probably the simplest one. Just very balabatishly, you did a bad machshava, and the question is, are you saved by this having been done B'Taos or not? So we'll compare this to Mekach Taos, Hektish B'Taos. We have all sorts of cases in Halacha where you do things by mistake, in cases where the mistake will save the thing from having been done. And you might think that, well, on one hand, just like Hektish B'Taos, Lav Shmei Hektish, and Mekach Taos is the Mekach is Batel, Tua Dinami, Akir B'Taos, the Shalol Lishma will not be a problem. On the other hand, one could have said, no, if that's the way we're going to set it up. So it's one thing we talk about a mekach, or we talk about a hektish, where you're trying to create something. We'll say in that kind of case that the das you had was not enough das, and the mekach will be batal. But if we're talking about pasaling a karban, so the fact that I did this by accident doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I pasaled the karban. We can make a distinction between creating a chalos where your das is very important versus a destructive chalos where your das, whether you've done it in person, unintentionally or not, is less important.
For example, by Mekach and by Hekish, you are creating the chalos fully on your own. As opposed to here, you're not creating the chalos of puzzle. It's your machshava. Now the Torah says that it becomes puzzle. It's not you creating the chalos. The Torah creates
it. Okay. I understand what you're saying. You're saying, I just had the machshava, and the Torah is running with it.
Yes.
As opposed to it's my sale. Okay, I'm not really. Beseder. Okay.
As far as what I think, one of the things that Rabbi Rochanan suggests, why you don't say Yad Lomahani and Kachin. That's far. It's a svar on the books.
Okay. Good. Good.
Wait. What's the distinction between Hektish and Amachav over here?
So we'll suggest something like Hektish, where you are trying to Yeshme Ayin. You're trying to create Hektish. Right? You're trying to create a sale. So in that kind of situation, your das is super duper important. And if you were selling this under mistaken circumstances, that's going to undo the sale you were trying to make. As opposed to here, Shlo Lishma, it's not that you are creating a new thing. You're doing something bad to the carbon. You're passeling the carbon. Right? Is Taos an excuse to save me from the bad thing that I did? Right? If I do an Avera, so if I do an Avera B'shogig, it's an Avera B'shogig. Right? Having done something bad just because I did it by mistake does not necessarily save me from the fact that I did something bad. Now, if this is true, and this is the least conceptual way of approaching the whole sugya, but if this is true, it's a very general, universalistic kind of approach to Akir B'taos. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara itself sounds like this is something more specific to the dinim of Shlo Lishma, right? Because the Gemara keeps on bringing in this Lashon of Akira B'taos Shmei Akira or not, right? That's a line which comes up again and again in the Gemara. And as we'll see, the Rambam seems to have liked this line a lot, and for good reason. So a number of the Achronim, the Minchas Yitzchak, and a whole back and forth he has with the Ragachaver, it's a case of a Sofer who was writing, he was writing a pair of tefillin, and he made a mistake, and when he did one of the Askaros, he wrote the Shem Hashem, he accidentally said L'Shem Mezuzah. So that was a case that was brought to the Minchas Yitzchak, must have been very young at the time. And he brings it to the Ragachaver, and the Ragachaver, it's like 7 or 8 letters back and forth between them in Chelik Beis of Minchas Yitzchak. So he suggests, and Rabbi Chanan also suggests in his piece on Shlo Lishma. Now what's happening here is not a universal question about how a psul will react to Taos. Rather, this really is a question about Stama Lishma. We're not asking about the psul in and of itself at all. The question is, let's assume it's a zero. Let's assume you did nothing wrong. Akir B'taos, right? It's I should be saved by the mistake. The Dvar Shmuel quotes somebody, I don't remember who, right here. Dvar Shmuel says, kind of like I think what Shua is intuiting. Why should this be different from any other Taos? At the end of the day, why should mistake in Akira be any different from Mechach Taos, Jektish Taos? It should all be the same. So he quotes this guy also. All three of them are saying the same thing. And Achanami, Taos would save you. You would totally be saved by Taos. And we should say that the Shlo Lishma is batel. The problem is, just like the Shlo Lishma is batel, something else might be batel too, which is the Lishma. Right? So rather than thinking about whether you've passled the carbon when you had the wrong machshava, we need to ask, have you had the right machshava? Now, these achronim say, will depend on how we understand the din of Stama Lishma. We know, Gemara talked about this in the beginning of Zvachim, beginning of Menachos, and we talked about this in Psachim, Daf Samach, for a while. By Karbanos we say Stama Lishma. Now, why are they Stama Lishma? What exactly does it mean that they're Stama Lishma? If Stama Lishma means, this is what Rav Chanan says, really the most clearly, so Stama Lishma means that the carbon has been hukdash to be an ola. So inherent in the carbon is the identity of ola. So the fact that I made a mistake and I shechted it as a shlamim, lomal v'lamorid, the lishma of ola is still there. The stama lishma is in the shame carbon itself, literally. The shame carbon is ola. That means that the carbon is designated to be an ola. You have stama lishma. So I made a mistake. I wanted it to be a shlamim. I thought it was a shlamim. That's an innocent mistake. No problem at all. Akira B'taos, lav shmei Akira. But not because of what you think about shlo lishma, but rather because of what you think about stama lishma. And on the other hand, what are you going to say if you think, what's going to be the sar of the person who thinks Shmei Akira? It's going to say Stama Lishma. Stama Lishma does not mean that the carbon has like an autopilot inherent Stama Lishma. Stama Lishma means presumably you were doing whatever it was you were supposed to be doing. Okay? if it looks like a ola and it talks like an ola, so mistama, I had the kavana for it to be an ola. Okay, I had in mind for it to be, it's a basic. You can call it an umdina. It's hard to tease out what exactly the achronim mean when they talk about this other approach. They're going to say that stama lishma is, it's as if it's like a virtual lishma. See, it's as if you had machshava lishma. It's hard to understand it. Presumably, you supplied the lishma. Just because you didn't get up on a soapbox and say, Hareini shochet l'shem ola. What do you do? You did the avoda of ola, right? So you were doing the avoda of ola. You know, I'm going to shacht it, and then this carbon, I'm going to take it up onto the mizbeach, and I'm going to burn the whole thing. So even if the guy didn't expressly say what he's going to do, presumably, he meant to bring it as an ola. Well, if that's the case, if that's how we understand some of lishma, then akir b'taos, you're going to be in hot water, because at the end of the day, right? I had the wrong intent. I thought this was a shlamim, and then my fellow kohen taps me on the shoulder and says, don't burn that on the mizbeach. This is a shlamim. And I say, whoops! I didn't. I thought it was you saved me. I was going to burn this whole thing on the mizbeach. I thought this was an ola. So thanks for letting me know that this carbon really is a carbon shlamim. If that's the case, there was no stam lishma. He really meant to bring it like the other like the wrong carbon. So that's how that's the second way, major way of understanding this machlokas in akir b'taos. It's not a question about whether the taos will harm will passel your carbon, whether taos is a good enough excuse. It's a question of granted taos is a good enough excuse, but do I have any lishma or not? Now, if that's true, this second approach to understanding the machlokas about akira b'taos shma akira or lav shmei akira, so then it's a very narrow machlokas, right? It's only a machlokas in shalo lishma. It should not apply anywhere else, because we're saying this doesn't have anything actually to do with your mistake and your psul. It has to do with, if we assume your psul is not a problem at all, but do you have an underlying stam lishma? That's not relevant to anything else besides our question of Shina Kodesh. So there's a huge problem that all these achronim have, and it's kind of shocking that none of them actually address it. Huge problem in the Gemara itself, because the Gemara brings the Kasha from Rava, who asks on Rabba, right? Rabba said that Akira b'taos lav shmei Akira. So Rava says, well, hold on a second, we have this case, HaKohanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayavin hashogin peturin v'tanya la pigul and pigul. So you have Kohanim who are mefagel b'shogig, and yet that is pigul. So we see from there that akira b'taos shmei akira. So what does that have to do with what does that have to do with this? Hold on a second. Won't they have a good answer? Come to think about it, it's a problem, because what these achronim were saying was that lukuli alma, the way that they were setting up, it's a problem. Lukuli alma, they were saying the taos will save you from the machshava, and the problem is just how does lishma work? But the Gemara clearly is saying here by pigul that you have a problem if it's done b'taos. What's the? It doesn't fit. It blows up their homalach. Their homalach was the kuli alma. There's no taos will save you, and then it's just a question of whether you have the underlying lishma or not. But that has nothing to do with this case of pigul. This case of pigul seems to be showing you that taos does not save you from the psulim you make in the carbon. It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And it's kind of shocking that none of them address it per se. So what you need to say probably, for this set of Achron, who thinks that this is the Machlokas. Again, if you wanted to mix and match, you know, if you could. But if this is the only Machlokas, you know, Rav Chisda and Rabbah, it's a very, very clear Machlokas. The Kuli Yama the Taos does not touch you, and they're only arguing about Stama Lishma, then you need to whip out the move that the Karen Ora pulls in the Gemara. Do you guys see the Karen Ora on the summit? Part of it. The Karen Ora asks like a nuclear bomb question on the Gemara. The Gemara does not really read very well at all. Even in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Just read a line from the Gemara for a second. What's Abaye's answer to the question? Remember, the question was, hold on a second, we have Pigul Bishogig, that sounds like a Taos, and yet Shma Pigul. So I'm going to lay Abaye. So Abaye says back to Rabbah. Leolam, I am in Menachos, like four, okay, got it? Leolam, the Chatas, the guy knew full well it was a Chatas. Become a Chashiv Ba, Leshum Shlamim, Uv Omer Mutter. So he thought it was a shlamim, and what was going on? And he said, this is permissible. He thought he was allowed to do that. And then this goes back to general machlokas between Rava and Abaye, b'chola shas, whether Omer Mutter is like a shogeg, or whether Omer Mutter is like a karo lemezes. So he knew it was a chatas, but he thought that there'd be no problem for him to shecht it like a shlamim. So the Karen Ora asks two major questions. One, which is very simple, just Havana, and one more in the Lamdas. The simple Havana question is, that is a super convoluted way to read for the Gemara to say what it's saying. What's Abaye saying? Abaye is saying, the guy thinks, what does he think is mutter? What does he think is actually mutter? He thinks it's mutter to eat it for 2 days. Right? You know, okay, I know the din is to eat it for 24 hours, but I want to eat it for 36, because I want to take more time eating my chatas, and I thought that I could do that. So if that's the case, if all it was he thought that it was mutter to extend the zman achila, then the Gemara just should have said that li'ol yod chatasi v'ka mefagel uv omer mutter. Become a fagel of Omer Mutter is what it should have said. Why does he have to say that he specifically become a chashiv bala shum shlamim? Why does he have to say he thought to make it a shlamim? One thing, if it's a case of ta'os, right, then we understand what's going on. The guy knows his halachos. He thought this carbon was a shlamim. He thought it gets 36 hours. In reality, it was a chatas, it gets 24 hours. I can understand why we talk about shlamims and chatases. But once we're saying it's a case of Omer Mutter, then I don't need, who cares if shlum is irrelevant. He just thought that he could eat the chadas for 36 hours. He should have just said he was mafagel uv Omer Mutter. He thought it was allowed, you were allowed to do that. That would be the simple yishuv of the Brisa. Kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. It's any case when the Kohen thought that it was mutter to be mafagel. Why are we bringing in shlamim? It doesn't really make any sense. That's major question number one in the Lashon of the Gemara. The second question that the Karen Ora asks is a lumdus question, and it just blows it out. We have major, major rule in Pigul is that in order for the karban to be Pigul and for there to be a Chiv Kares, everything needs to be done correctly except for the Machshavas Pigul. Everything needs to be Karev Kimitzvaso except for one small little problem, which is the Machshava of Chutz Lezman. Otherwise, it's Pasul and not Pigul. So if somebody would do the Shechita for Chutz Lezmano, and then he would do the Zrika with Shelo Lishma, or the Zrika with Chutz Lemkomo, the carbon, you're not going to have a Chiv Kares for eating the carbon. So ask the Karen Ora. You only have Pigul when the only thing you did wrong was the Machshava of Chutz Lezmano. The second there's another problem here, it's not going to be Pigul, there's not going to be Kares. Right? It's ironic, because it's better because you did more things wrong. What?
Except the corner of Yehuda,
he
didn't
want his mom's first.
Well, Rabbi Yehuda... If he first, then it's going to be people. Even if he had a second intention later.
Is that true? Is that only... Is that only in... Is that all of is that only in Chutz Lemkomo? We should know this. We did this last year.
I just remember.
We saw this in the second paragraph last year. It doesn't really matter for us so much.
So pickles went what when you only have a machshava of.
The only machshava you had that was a problem was chutz lezmano, that I'm going to do the achila outside the permitted time.
You guys
did
last year?
We did menachos last year. But we kind of did a drive-by on the pigul sugyas. So, what Rabbi Yehuda is looking for, I'll just say out the, yeah. You find it?
Yeah, I did find it. It's a mission on Chof Tesem and Bayes.
Okay.
I think it's on the, Machlokes is on the Chatzi Zayas. I don't think he denies the whole rule of Karev Matrik and Mitzvah, so. Let's see. Anyway, you can go on.
Okay. So,
here he's having a machshava shlama.
So it's there's an ear of machshavos here. He's also having a machshava shlo lishma.
Yeah.
So how on earth is it pigul? Like, boom. So one could maybe try to come up with answers, but that's a big question. It's a big question. You put it together with the lash with the points from Abaya, it's a big problem. So what does the Karen Ora say? Kanura says, when the Gemara says, or when the Braisa said, Kohanim Shepiglu, it didn't mean pigle. It says, we have cases where we'll have a lashon of pigle, and pigle doesn't actually mean chutz l'zmanu. Let's take one quick step back before we talk about the one case where we have this. It's Parshas Tzav. So pigle we have in Parshas Tzav. What does pigle actually mean? So if you look at the Targum, so Unkelus says pigul means lemerachak. Targum Yonasan says pigul means pasul. Pigul and pasul is zim. Lemerachak. It should be distanced. She's saying it's distanced. Targum Yonasan though translates pigul as pasul. Pasul yehei. So the word, even though we're used to pigul being the special case of chutz lezmano, in theory the word pigul itself does not mean chutz lezman, right?
It's who says
pasul?
It doesn't have to.
Talking
to maybe it doesn't.
It doesn't. Well, the word itself means it's disqualified. I mean that's that's all the drashas about chutz lemkomo chutz lezmano. It's the same exact point, right? We have pigul. Pigul does not always mean pigul. Now that's great in terms of the translating psukim, and that's great in terms of the drashos by chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo. But the Karen Ora points out, Parshas Tzav, yeah, that Rashi in Bava Kamma says this explicitly. The Gemara there has different lists of how many on the Mishnah, their beginning of Bava Kamma, right? Arba Abbas Nazikin, and then the Gemara I think has a list of. There's definitely one list of 13, and one list of 24. I don't remember if there's another one. And so, different categories of Hezek. And Rashi, on one of those Braisos, with one of those lists, says on Pigul that this is a case of Chatas, which is Shachted L'Shem Shlomim. And you can take a look at the Pnei Yeshua, who writes at length as to why exactly Rashi felt the need to be Masbir, that Pigul there was not Chutz Lezmano, but it was actually Shinei Kodesh. But for our purposes, the point is, we have on the books a case in Shas where the Gemara has a Braisa talks about Pigul, and it may not actually mean Chutz Lezmano. So Karen Ora suggests that we should say the same exact thing in our Gemara. And once that's going to be true, that's going to make all of our problems go away. That's going to explain why, when Abaya said, Omer Mutter was Kamachashe Bala Shum Shlamim of Omer Mutter, he couldn't say that the guy was, he's never going to say the guy was being Mefagel, because all we actually care about is that it was done Shalo Lishma. All we care about is that it was being done Shalo Lishma. Gemara here is not talking about Kares at all. Okay, it's a big chiddush, but it answers up the Karen Hora's two big questions, and then it also Lav dafka. Pigul does not always dafka have to mean chutz lizmano. It almost always does, but you have to be very careful, because as Abraham was telling the people last week, house doesn't always mean a house. It can also mean a house. So, same thing is true with pigul. Pigul doesn't always mean chutz lizmano. You have to be very careful to understand your terms and understand, is the Gemara saying this is a chutz lizmano chibkaris pigul, or is this pigul in the sense of pasul, which can happen every once in a blue moon, but we have at least one, maybe two, and maybe three cases, because he was quoting, or there was also this Rashi in Gittin that I was looking and I couldn't find it. Okay, now, once that's true, if we take Pigul out of the Gemara and Menachos, then that whole Havana of Rabbi Chana and the Menachos Yitzchak and the Dvar Shmuel here can come roaring back. We could say that in a Hanami, when it comes to Machshava B'Taos, everyone assumed the Taos would be totally fine. And the only problem was the question of Lishma and Stama Lishma. Is the Stama Lishma in the Karban, then you're going to be good to go. Is the Stama Lishma a virtual Lishma that you had, then you're not good to go, because when you accidentally thought the wrong thing, at the end of the day you thought the wrong thing, so you did not actually have the right Machshav. Okay? So far that's two basic ways to understand the Machlokes of Akir B'Taos and what we need to do to get to one of those two ways. There's a third way to understand the Akir B'Taos, and this, I really think, is what the Rambam, works very well with the Lashon of the Rambam. As the piece, I did not put on the Rambam Komos, I apologize, because I did not find it until yesterday, but Rebbe Leib Malin has a piece on Maaseh Mochichin, the sugya in the beginning of Menachos, and Akir B'Taos. I was looking for someone to say what he says, because let's take the line Akir B'Taos very literally. Akir B'Taos, Shmei Akira, Lav Shmei Akira. What exactly are they arguing about? It sounds like the Machlokes is about the Akira, right? It sounds like the Machlokes is about the status of the bad Lishma. It doesn't really sound from the Pshat, Lashon, the Gemara, like the Zachonim, Kavat Tzachana, Kavat Shiurim, etc. We're saying that really this is just a machlokas about the good lishma, about the stam lishma. Sounds like they're arguing, is Akir B'Taos an Akira or not an Akira?
Is it a bad machshava or not,
right? That's really what it sounds like.
Is it an effective Akira? Then Akira is a mechanism.
So now let's get, exactly. So now that's 20,000 feet, right? These Achonim are saying the question is just, how does the stam lishma work? Is that we're asking, is this a bad machshava or not? Now what exactly does that mean? Let's drill this down a little bit more. And here is what Reb Leib Malin does a very good job over here, I think. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be clarified, but in terms of setting up the basic question.
Someone should the same thing as a cubitus.
Maybe. I mean, we'll get to that in a second, right? So Akira B'Taos, what exactly did I just do? So he says, one way of understanding this is I had the wrong machshava. The psul of shelo lishma is I had the wrong intent. I'm supposed to shacht it with the right intent. I had the wrong intent. Oops, I made a mistake. And then we go back to the question we talked about before. When we first introduced the concept is whether that mistake, whether oops, I made a mistake will save you, or whether oops, I made a mistake is totally unacceptable. He says there's another way of understanding Akir B'Taos, which is another way of understanding the psul shelo lishma. Not that the psul shelo lishma is I had the wrong kavana, but rather I need to do an akira. Shelo lishma means I changed the status of the carbon. It was a chatas, and I come in and I try to make it a shlamim. I am trying to change the identity of the carbon. Not just that I had the wrong machshava, that I had a machshava to change the identity of the carbon. And he says, well, if that's the case, if shelo lishma means you are trying to change the identity of the carbon, then what are we going to say about an akira b'taos? I didn't try to change it. Literally, we will say akira b'taos lav shmei akira. I didn't try to change anything. I came in innocently thinking this was a shlamim. Turns out it was a chatas. Oh no, I made a mistake. Well, good news. The psul of shalol lishma has nothing to do with mistakes. It has nothing to do with thinking the wrong thing. It has to do with actively trying to take carbon, that is X, and turning it into Y.
That reminds me of the Gemara Menachos, because let's say it was a chatas. I thought it was a shalom. I had mine for a chatas. The Gemara said, sure, it's good. You know, you were trying to change it. You end up getting the right one.
Right.
The other Gemara says it's fine.
And the other Gemara says it's fine. So that's the case where, because what happens? You know...
See, here means trying to change it. You try to change it.
That's why, and you'd have a hav. It's a very strange hav. You know, why shouldn't it? Why should it be a problem? That should be a problem, Bachlar.
Right.
So, okay, you might have thought it was, and okay. So the maskana is, you know, you ran around the bases the wrong way, but it's not baseball. You ended up at home plate, right? So, wasn't the way you're supposed to do it, but you got to where you're supposed to go in the end of the day. So it has to be an attempt to change the identity of the carbon, and it's only the Havana which lets this Havana get off the ground in the first place. So he says that can be the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba. Rav Chista thinks that Akira, but that the psul of shalol lishma means I have the wrong machshava, and then we get on to the question of am I going to be saved by the toast or not, and he's going to say you're not saved by the toast. But Rabba's going to tell him, no, Akira Batos is not an Akira at all. You didn't do anything wrong. Now, he is the only one who we've seen so far who's well aware of the fact that any specialized Lishma Hasber of Akira Batos has to deal with a Pigol issue. So he doesn't quote the Karen Noah, but he says the same thing. He quotes the Rashi Mavakama, and he says the Gemara, it was never talking about Pigol, it was also talking about Shalol Lishma, and that's how this whole Machlokas can be a Machlokas about only Shalol Lishma. He points out the Rambam never mentions Tos, Akir B'Tos by Pigul. He only ever mentions Akir B'Tos by Shol Lishma. Now, MSV, there's one thing which I think he kind of, not kind of, there's one thing I think he got wrong. Because he gets very excited, and he says, ah, if Akira means you are changing the nature of the carbon, so that for sure is the case when it comes to Shina Kodesh. But what about Shinoi Bailim? Shinoi Bailim, you're not changing the carbon. It's supposed to be Reuven's, and now it's Shimon's. So he says, I never see the Rambam talk about Akir Batos and Shinoi Bailim. So maybe we're going to say that Akir Batos in Pigul will be an Akira. Akir Batos in Shinoi Bailim will be a Pigul. It is only Akir Batos in Shinoi Kodesh, which is not a Pigul, because you needed an Akira and you didn't have any at all. Problem is, the Rambam, I think we've talked earlier this year, Rosenzweig proves something. The Rambam thinks that the Bailim is part of the Chafzah Shel Karban. The Rambam always puts Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim together. And if you read Halacha Aleph carefully, he does say black on white. What?
Yeah.
He does say black on white in Tes Vav Aleph that Akir Batos applies to Shinoi Kodesh. Why? Because it's one long Halacha. Shinoi Bailim, sorry. Thank you, Shinoi Bailim. Thank you. The Rambam says, beginning of the halacha, granted in the Frankels they break this up into four halachos. At the beginning of halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol azvacham shenishchetu v'machshaves shinui hashem. What is shinui hashem? This is one of Rosenzweig's major points, that the Rambam says, Echad hameshan hashem hazavach. Second, where's the line? Right. Same thing in Parak Yigimel, but Shachar Ol L'Shem Shlamim, V'chein Shachar Ol Asruvin L'Shem Shimon. For the Rambam, Shinoi Hashem includes both Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. Right? There's black on white, most black on white in Parak Yigimel Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam said there are three Machshavos Haposlin, Shinoi Hashem, Machshavos Hamakom, Machshavos Hazman. What is Shinoi Hashem? Said the Rambam, Zeh Shochet Es HaZevach Shelo L'Shmo. Kagon, he thinks it's a shlamim, or he thinks that it's shalol l'shem bailav, zeh zohi machshava shini hashem. So Rambam says a couple places, black and white. Shini hashem means both shini kodesh and shini bailav, right? So whenever you see shini hashem, that means shini kodesh, shini bailav. Then, just a couple of lines later, what does the Rambam say in halacha aleph? V'chein hachatas v'hapesach. Sha'asa osan B'machshaves shinui hashem b'tos k'shirim she'akir b'tos in akira. So he does lump it together. Exactly. Rav Leib Malin says he doesn't. Correct. I think that one, and there's one piece that I'm just pointing out, there's one piece that goes a little bit too far. Okay, exactly. Just, you know, most of it is awesome. Just one little ha'ara there that Rav Leib Malin is being machalah with Tishnei Koshin about. He's saying,
but that doesn't take away from the main point.
But the main point,
so don't get distracted.
Right, exactly. The main point, okay, good. The main point here, right, is that we're saying Akira Batos, Laman Damar Lav Shmei Akira, means you tried to change the Chafta Shel Karban. Mamela, if it's being done Bitaos, the guy was not trying to change anything because it was a mistake. He wasn't trying to change anything. And that's why Paskins the Rambam, Akira Batos, Lav Shmei Akira. Right? Now, this, I think, the Rambam three different times talks about Akir Batos, and he really loves this line from the Gemara. Right? He doesn't just say Shalolishma Batos is kasher, which is all he needs to say. All he needs to tell me is that if you shechted it, Shalolishma Batos is kasher. But the Ram, every time he says it, he has to tell you this like big rule. Sha'akira Batos ina Akira. It's not an Akira. Why does he have to tell me that? Just tell me it's kasher. He has to go out of his way to tell me this rule. Akira Batos, not an Akira. Again in Halacha Tes Zayin, he says, it was an Akira Batos. Again in Shigavos, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, when he talks about the Karban Pesach, he says, Akira Shemo Batos, Eina Akira. Kemosh Riyar Melchus Simogdashin. He, what? But it's more than he's paskening like Rabba. It's that he seems to take this line, the Rambam paskens like Tanaim and Amram all the time. But when does he go out of his way to quote the line from the Gemara when he didn't need to do so? All he had to say was, Hashochei Betos Kasher. That's it. Four words. Hashochei Betos, three words. Hashochei Betos Kasher. Instead, again and again, he needs to come back to this idea. He needs to hammer it home to you that an Akira Betos is not an Akira. The Rambam, who of really all the Rishonim most emphasized the idea that Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim is a psul in the Chafta Shel Karban. So that really works with this idea that Akira is changing the Chafta Shel Karban itself. And the Mela, if I'm not trying to change anything, I just had a mistake, so that's not going to be a Machshava at all. So all I'm trying to do right now is point out that, Erlei Malin says he thinks this is the view of the Rambam, but if you really work through it, I think it's very compelling that this is how the Rambam understood the sugya of Akira Bitaus. So with just a few minutes left, let's move on to part two of the Chabura, which is one of the major ramifications of this whole sugya for the Shita of the Rambam. Right. The Rambam paskins, Akira Bitaus, Lav Shmei Akira. And just, sorry, I should mention this before, but the Or Zeruah argued, right? The Or Zeruah thought that Akira Batos was an Akira, so Machogos and Rishonim happens to be. I don't think it's a coincidence, because the Baalei Tosfos, in general, were more open to the idea of Stama Lishma being a sort of an Umdina than the Rambam, who did not seem to think that way.
What does that mean?
It means that Stama Lishma, if you think Stama Lishma means, really the guy had Machshava Lishma.
The assumption that you probably did it in practice.
Right. So that was the explanation that Rabbi Chanan and Diane Weiss and Dvar Shmuel all had for Shava Lishma, for our case, was that since it was done accidentally, at the end of the day, he didn't think the way he was supposed to think. So you can say Stama Lishma is good, but that's only because we presume the guy was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And if he is bringing it as an Ola, presumably he has having in mind to bring it as an Ola. The only time it's not going to be true is if he actually was not bringing it as an Ola. He thought it was supposed to be a Shlomim, and then it was corrected. So that's just for the Ozer versus the Rambam. But the Rambam thinks Akira Batos Lav Shmei Akira. And that creates potentially a big problem. Because many of the Achronim say, the Pashas is, if you say Akira Batos Lav Shmei Akira, so what is the status? What would we call the machshava of a guy who did Akira Batos? What's the stat? Why is that carbon kosher? Rambam says it's kosher. Why is it kosher? He didn't shecht it lishmo, so why is it kosher? Stam. Presumably, it's the same as stam. It's not going to be better than stam, presumably, but it, you know, the best it can do is it can get to stam. So it's stam. It's the same as stam. But that creates a big problem, because if you saw the Rambam's in Maaser Karbanos, Perek Dalid, in the Perek Dalid, the Rambam seemed to have a tremendous chiddush, and it is a tremendous chiddush, but it's like very, very, very hard to deny that's what the Rambam actually said.
Although, you look, the Nosekelim on the page.
Some of the Nosekelim didn't. No, not at all.
The majority of them.
No.
Mishnah and at least a few other.
Well, the Radvaz accepted the Diuk.
Yeah, but the Kesef Mishnah.
The Kesef Mishnah accepted the Diuk.
He said it's not correct.
He says, I don't understand. He says it's wrong. He says Sarchin. But he said this is what the Rambam said. He doesn't explain it, but the Rambam pretty undeniably says that stam lishma is only for asha, or is only kasher for ola and shlama. It's a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. Said, you know, to the extent that Nosekelim somewhat deal with it. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer tries to get out of it because he is very aware of a huge problem for this, but he's like, he gets dragged back in. He like starts to pull out and he says, what can I do? The Rambam says so many times, both in Halacha Yud and Halacha Aleph, to pretty clearly imply that Stam Lishma does not work for Chatas and Asham. That's there. The other piece the Rambam has is for Chatas L'Shem Chulin, he thinks that Chatas L'Shem Chulin is Kasher V'lo Al, which fits very nicely if he thinks that stama is kasher velo ala for achatas. So you can say that l'shem chulin is kasher velo ala for achatas. But the huge problem is, the Rambam in Tesvav Aleph, what does he say by akir b'taos? He says, if you shechted it for ola l'shem shlamim, so he says, it's good. Also l'bayim l'shem chova. And then he says, "V'chein hachadas v'apasach sha'as ha'osan machshav ha'shini hashem b'taos k'shirim she'akir b'taos ina akira." So why is it kosher? If stam l'shma is lo al bailim for chatas and ashram, as the Rambam strongly implied in Maaser Karbanos, well, how on earth can he say that it's kosher over here? So,
it's kosher
but not halal. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer first makes exactly that suggestion in Ibn Ezel. He says, oh, we actually can make a very nice diuk in halacha aleph. Because when the Rambam was talking about shlamim, what did he say? He said, imta b'dima shezoha ola shlamim hi ba'asa kol abadasa l'shem shlamim ol sala bailim l'shem chova v'chein hachadas ha'pesach sha'asa osan v'achshav ha'shini hashem b'tos k'shirim shekir b'tos ina akira. So why does he downgrade it from being also the bailim to being k'shirim? So Rabbi Zalman suggests this could be exactly the point. It's kasher. However, it's not Allah le'bayim.
He doesn't like it. And the v'chein is difficult.
Because the v'chein is there.
The v'chein is difficult.
Right? He says, really, if you put this all in context, in a broader context, where the Rambam was coming off of the beginning of the halacha. The beginning of the halacha, the Rambam said, if you shach shalo lishma, the ola and the shlamim are kasher v'lo ala. The Chatas and Pesach are psulim. So he says, in parallel, the Rambam, then the end of the Lacha says, the Ola and the Shlamim Betos are Olu Lebailim, and the Chatas and Pesach are Ksheirim. So he says, you can read it as it's the same din, just it's all in parallel to the Resha of the Halacha.
And also says there's other cases where he says, Kosher Lo'ol. Here he just says Kosher.
Right, that's his second objection, is that the Rambam. Now, you know, that's not as none of it is game ending, because, you know, he's like, well, there elsewhere the Rambam says kasher, he says kasher the Rambam says kasher v'lo, he says kasher v'lo v'lo. Okay, but at the same time, there are times where he says kasher v'alo. So, you know, when you have a stam kasher in the middle, it is a little funny. On the one hand, you know, he could be more specific and said kasher v'alo. He also could have been more specific and said kasher v'lo aleph. So he raised that point as well. I don't think that's as overwhelming a point. The other problem is there's also the Rambam in Shkagos, which is where the Rambam paskins our Mishnah, right? Because we're actually learning Pesachimus here, not Menachos. And the Rambam says, Shachar asa Pesach b'Shabbos shelo lishmo b'tos pater mepnei shehazevach kasher. Shakira shmo b'tos, ein akira. So once again, he says kasher. Now, in theory, you could say it's kasher v'lo'ala, but like, come on, it's something you really would have liked to see. So, two basic responses that we...
Well, if it's below all, would you be chayav chatzis?
What?
If it's below all, wouldn't you be chayav chatzis?
I'm not sure.
It's kosher as a Pesach.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think it has to be chayav chatas. It wasn't psula hamakdashin. It's a kasher carbon. I shechted a kasher carbon. It's the carbon is nitan to be shechted, and I shechted it in a kasher way. Well, that's what you're assuming. Well, you're assuming that. I don't think it's carbon. The carbon is nitan to be da, to be nidcha, to be docha Shabbos. I didn't passel it, so I think it's totally viable that it could be kasher. So again, here you have kasher, you don't have kasher v'ala, but like it's not great. So Mr. Zalman says, I'll tell you what is happening. He thinks that the Rambam was not sure. He says the Rambam had a suffix about the status of Stam Lishma. Wasn't sure if it was good or not. So when you've shechted it post facto, right? Psul Mekdashin is all post facto. Post facto, if you shechted it, what's the shaila? The shaila is, do I bring another one now? Right? If it's kasher, I'm not going to bring another one. So the Rambam says it's kasher. It's kasher because you may have been yotze, we're not sure. You have a safek chiyuv. You're not going to bring a carbon for a safek chiyuv. Mash enkein in maisa karbanos, where the Rambam was not post facto, the Rambam was pre facto. The Rambam is telling you, how do you shecht your carbon? And he's saying, you, stam lishma, will work for asha, for ola and shlamim, but you better have lishma for chatas and asham. Why? Because if you don't, then we're going to get into a whole world of sfeikos. So that's how he tries to square. That's the move he tries to make. And that'll explain why the Ram went with kasher and not kasher ve'ala. And that's how you could live with Sulam Ktash and Maisar Kabanas together. You get the sense it's still not great, but that's where he ends up. The Ragat Shavar Gaon, in a number of places, pushes one step further. The Ragat Shavar Gaon thinks that no. When the Rambam says kasher, he means kasher v'lo'ala. He's totally fine with the diuk. And he says, I'll make a diuk for this in Shkagos, that the Rambam really means kasher v'lo'ala. Because when the Rambam was talking about shachting the Pesach, shelo lishma, betos, he said, hazevach kasher. One halacha later, what does he say? He says, v'chinim shagag v'shachto b'shabbos, shachto le'ochlav, shelo le'ochlav, le'menuyev, shelo le'menuyev, le'mulim le'arelim, t'meim le'tahorim, pater. Now, all those cases we know, usually the carbon is totally kasher, right? Le'mulim u'arelim, le'ochlav, shelo le'ochlav. And then what does Rambam say there? Sharei ha'pesach kasher. So says the Ragat Shavar, why was it that in halacha yidbeis, in the cases that are clearly totally fine, the Rambam said ha'pesach kasher, but in halacha yid aleph, when he was talking about akir betos, he said the generic line, hazevach kasher. He says hazevach kasher is exactly telling you it is kasher velo alabaila. It is kasher as a zevach, it is not kasher as a Pesach. Well, it's kasher as a regular carbon. It's a regular carbon. So it's going to be a Pesach Nedava. You've created a Pesach Nedava on Yudalid B'Nissan. That's what the Ragat Shavar tries to say. So there's one last piece to close with this, which is Rav Rosenthal, this is very important for stuff for Karban Pesach. The Rambam says about Karban Pesach, I don't know if you guys saw Parak Tesvav Alach Yidal from Sinai Magdashin, the Rambam says that a Karban Pesach which is shechted l'shem chulin is pasul, which is a big problem. Why? Where does he know that it's worse than a chatas? So the Kesef Mishnah suggests exactly. The Kesef Mishnah suggests, which really kind of comes from the Lashon of the Rambam himself, it says Pesach Lashem, and the idea is going to be that you need Lishma for the Karban Pesach. Okay? So Rosenthal has a whole article where he, in a part of it, tries to argue that when it comes to Karban Pesach, you don't have a psul of Shalom Lishma, rather there is an active need for Lishma. The biggest proof he has for this is the Rambam in Maaseh Kabanos Yud Ches Yud Beis, talking about Shchutei Chutz. We know if you shach something b'chutz, it's a chiyuv karis. There's one major rule. You only get karis for shachting something b'chutz if it was otherwise ro'ui l'pesach oham b'oed. It's kind of similar to what we said about pigul, right? We said about pigul that it was only karis if there was no other problem. So hu adinami, if you shachted it b'chutz, and the whole carbon is geshmak, the only problem is it's not in the Azara, that's the only time where you have a chiyuv karis. So the Rambam in Yud Ches Halacha Yud says, if you had an asham and you shechted it shalol l'shma outside, he says you're going to be chayav for shchutei chutz. Ah, you shechted shalol l'shma, that's not good. It's kasher b'lo'ala, right? It's kasher. So since it's kasher, it's shchutei chutz. Problem is, two halachas later, the Rambam says you have a karban pesach and you shechted the karban pesach afilu chutz l'zmano. He says doesn't matter. Bein l'shmo, bein shalol l'shmo, you're chayav at shchutei chutz. The problem is, the Rambam very much sounds like he is saying that if you shechte Karban Pesach, bismano, shalol l'shma, there's shchutei chutz. But how's the other Pesach al-moed? Isn't there a psul of shalol l'shma? So Rosenzweig argues that this shows once again, there is no psul of shalol l'shma. There is just a need for l'shma. But it's not in a royal Pesach al-moed. There isn't a davar haposel here. You didn't mix in a bad ingredient. There is just a need for lishma, and you failed to supply that need for lishma. But that's not going to give you a problem of ro'e lepesach ohel bowie. Now, if you take that approach, you think that there is a need for lishma on the Karban Pesach, and therefore l'shem chulin, where things are a little bit off, it's going to be pasul. And bachutz, it's going to be called ro'e l'ol moed, because this isn't a postal issue, it's a lack of lishma issue. So then this really sends us back to stam lishma. There still is a problem. I still am bothered, because if you really take what he wanted to say to the extreme, stam lishma shouldn't be kashav al labailim. Stam lishma should be totally possible. So I asked him about this, and we're still trying to figure it out. However, at least if you take the havan of the rugged shaver in Akir Batos, because Rosenzweig, for Akir Batos to be kashav vi'ala is very, very difficult. How could it be that you need lishma to such a degree, and yet you have a kir batos, and it's kashva al bayim l'shem chova, very, very hard to swallow. So if we take the rugged shaver, that can at least get us to part of the way, where at least we'll say by stam l'shma, and we'll say by a kir batos, that it is lo al bayim. If you want al bayim, there's only one way to al bayim, and that is to mamish have kavana l'shem pesach zevach l'shem. So that, I think, gets us a big part of the way, even though there still is a little bit that still is leaving a little bit uncomfortable. What? Exactly. Yeah. Shkayach.